This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Great day to be a Hurricanes fan here, and we will celebrate that today. On the show, honestly, a great day, a great weekend in South Florida sports. Canes are headed to the college football playoffs. We're going to talk about it. Inter Miami and Leo Messi have won the MLS championship. I see Jimmy is rocking his Heron's shirt. I mean, we're going to talk about that. The Panthers have won two in a row. They won Saturday and Sunday. Dolphins won their fourth in a row. Five out of their last six. The Heat have lost three in a row. But their quest for the NBA Cup continues in earnest tomorrow in Orlando, the quarterfinals. We got action. We got action, Jack. There's a lot going on right now in South Florida sports.
These Canes got too positive. I like it.
Let's go. You know what? The committee got it right. Period, end of story. The committee got it right. Listen, you can make the case for teams being more deserving than Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. You can make whatever case you want. I'm telling you, bottom line, if it came down to Miami or Notre Dame, which is what it came down to, the committee got it right. You can't get past, listen, you want to do whatever you want to do with context. That's great. How do you ever get past it? You, as a professional athlete, head-to-head combat on the field, on the court, in the ring, wherever it takes place, head-to-head battle, how do you get past one defeating the other?
Just the concept. They're better than you. Well, we beat them. But they're better than you had we beat them. We don't need to look at a committee. We whooped them in four quarters. We have to be better than them. Little showmanship. I heard that a lot this weekend. Just the committee had to do a little showy, cute stuff. That's all. The only explanation could be because they jumped on.
It was great. I enjoyed it. Now, had that Notre Dame graphic flashed, all the histrionics surrounding it would not have been fun. We'll talk about it contextually today as well. I'm down with that. But the Hurricanes are going to play Texas A&M a week from this Saturday, and Notre Dame has reacted by quitting college football for a few months. They're just going to quit college football for a few months, and then they'll be back.
You talking about shirts? I was trolling today.
Oh, look at you. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I wore my Notre Dame because the people be like, oh, man, they got messed over. I was like, no, Miami was better. But I really saw it and wore it. So if anybody Notre Dame tried to talk to me, I could really punch him in the gut again.
Well, Booger McFarlane from ESPN posted, if you're Notre Dame, why not just say, hey, we lost to Miami. We think we're better, but we lost the battle on the field. Instead, you pout and take your ball and go home. Really teaching the kids a great lesson in South Bend. But then our friend Brady Quinn, who went to Notre Dame, works for Fox Sports, he said this. So folks at ESPN are upset Notre Dame isn't playing in a bowl game after weeks of folks politicking against the lack of conference affiliation, using them as a pawn for their college football playoff selection show, having the ACC network play the UM Notre Dame game on repeat for 48 hours during the conference championship week. But now it's a bad look that they don't want to serve ESPN's best interest by playing in an exhibition bowl game. Got it. But Brady Quinn happens to be wrong. And I like Brady Quinn. I consider him a friend. He is wrong.
They're not exhibition bowl games because they always were. Like, there was just random people picking random teams and throwing them into the Tostitos Bowl and all that before this college football playoff started. Now it started, and now the bowl games are more exhibition because they don't mean anything. They didn't mean anything 7 years ago. It was exactly pouting and going home. I think it's sad. I think those kids are playing a bowl game. Go get your gifts. Enjoy the new city. That's what bowl games always were. And now Notre Dame doesn't look at it like that because you believe you should have been top 12. It is. I love Marcus Freeman. Y'all know it's the reason I have all these damn shirts. But I think it was very petty. That was a petty approach by Notre Dame.
Like, it's weak sauce. It's just weak sauce. And you know what? Don't make a decision like that in the heat of the moment, first of all. Any adult will tell you that. In the heat of the moment, don't make a consequential decision. Let it marinate. Because I have a feeling if you polled the players, the coaching staff, the administration, and the student body at Notre Dame, if you asked them 24 hours later, today, say at noon, they might have had a different answer as to whether they didn't want to play in a bowl game or not. Like, they made a decision in the heat of the moment, which I think is foolish to do. I do understand this. As a Hurricanes fan, I do understand this. You're told 5 weeks in a row, you're better and ranked higher than Miami. By all our metrics, you are better and ranked higher than Miami. And now you get to this final ranking, the final poll, neither team has played. And all of a sudden, now you're going to tell us that we're no longer better than Miami. I get feeling like the rug was pulled out from under you. That's fair. But bottom line, the committee got it right. In basketball, you're going to play a team a number of times during a season. In football, college football especially, your opponents, you have one chance. Solana's had bragging rights with FIU and UM for I don't know how long. You know, you have one chance. Miami didn't need to schedule the toughest game of the year, first game of the season, but they did. But it doesn't matter if it's the first game of the season, last game of the season. They went head-to-head with Notre Dame, vaunted Notre Dame, and they beat them. So in college football, for me especially, you will never play a team more than once in a season until, you know, you get to bowl season. To me, head-to-head trumps everything. And the Miami Hurricanes beat Notre Dame. Committee got it right. And all is right in the college football world. And the fact that it happens at the expense of Notre Dame makes it even that much sweeter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Leader.
Notre Dame's a great pool, and people dislike them, and for them to get I can't even say messed over. Messed over almost came out. I can't say that because it's legit what they did with UM and Notre Dame. Now, some of these other at-larges and all that stuff is Tulane in there. They're not better than Notre Dame, but they laid the rules out beforehand on that situation. Yeah, man, I pull the player. The hell with administration. The hell with the coaching staff. Those players are missing a bowl game of one of their 4 years, their four chances to go to one because you're upset. I would flat out say ask all 100 players, 90 plus would say, yeah, let's go play another football. Let's just go play another football game. Let's shut them up and go whoop somebody's ass by 80. Like, wouldn't that be more fulfilling than
to
just
me,
going home?
If you want to prove your point and you're Notre Dame, you go out and whoop the competition. And hope that Miami craps the bed, and then you can say, you see, you guys got it wrong. Leroy Horde is texting me, what about FSU a couple years ago? We, on this show, to a man, none of us were FSU fans, to a man said FSU got royally screwed over. In my opinion, yes. Royally screwed over. Because they did it on the field. And then to say, yep. Oh, well, you know what? The team that they're going to field in the college football playoffs isn't going to be the same team that they field. Well, so what? You can't project what's going to happen. I remember Drew Bledsoe going down once for the New England Patriots, and they had to bring in a backup. Guy's name was Tom Brady. So I believe FSU got royally screwed over. So you never know what was going to happen. So, but I'm consistent in that. If you do it on the field, you prove it on the field. And I think that was a four team
it
playoff,
was.
Wasn't it?
It
when
was.
FSU got
hosed. 14. Yeah.
I mean, still believed, still belonged in there, no doubt. But regardless, I do think the committee got it right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.